Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, we're taking you to the Promised Land. Well, Israel, to be more precise, by way of a pair of American Jewish novelists. Our book critic, Marian Winnick, is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Forest Dark is Nicole Krauss's first novel in 7 years, so perhaps it makes sense that half of it is about a blocked Brooklyn novelist named Nicole, desperately trying to get going on a novel. Her marriage is quietly but utterly failing, as did the real Nicole's, to the novelist Jonathan Safran Foer. Attempting to reconnect with her inspiration, she imagines herself writing from the Tel Aviv Hilton, a destination she's visited since childhood. When a cousin of her father's calls from Israel and says there's a guy there who needs to talk to her, she needs little convincing to pack a suitcase. She's particularly interested in her caller's report that a man has recently fallen to his death at, dum-dum-dum, the Tel Aviv Hilton. The other half of the book revolves around another death in Tel Aviv. An aging American philanthropist named Jules Friedman has given away the last of his millions, moved to Israel, and disappeared. At least that's how it seems to his adult children who come from the U.S. to look for him. Though we never find out exactly what happened to Jules, and it's kind of disappointing that the two threads of the novel never meet up, there's something for everyone here. For intellectuals, speculation on the nature of the universe and the life of Franz Kafka. For people who appreciate a good Israel joke, there are plenty. What was it with the religious Jews and their plastic bags? Epstein wondered. Why did these people who had been wandering for thousands of years not invest in more reliable luggage? Also poked fun at are the fleeting nature of American visitors' enthusiasm for Tel Aviv. The first week, they're buying an apartment. The next, they're fleeing to the airport. And the popularity of this novelist's work in Israel. I've read your novels. We all have, Nicole is told. Someone else claims she would read every page I wrote until she herself was in the ground, and a third has named her infant after one of Nicole's characters. These metafictional hijinks are one of the many aspects of the novel that recall Philip Roth, though in his books, people are more likely to be screaming that his work is finishing off the Jews altogether. Of no less importance to the people of the book is the work of Nathan Englander, whose latest is also set in Israel. Dinner at the Center of the Earth is a spy novel, a complex, fractured narrative. It requires patience to put all the pieces together, but ultimately repays it with everything clicking into place. Part of the novel is set in 2014 in several locations, a black site in the Negev where Prisoner Z has been held for 12 years, an apartment on the Gaza border, a hospital near Tel Aviv. Other sections are set 12 years earlier in Paris, Berlin, and Italy. Here we meet a young American on the run who falls in love with a waitress. His romantic notions are not the only thing that gets in the way of his espionage success. As he tells the waitress, his counter-surveillance instructor always said, "The biggest challenge at a Jewish spy service is training everyone not to look so guilty." It all comes together to deliver a searing message about the difficulty of just action and human connection amid the ping-pong match of retaliation in the Middle East. Both Forest Dark and Dinner at the Center of the Earth will give them plenty to talk about in the bar at the Tel Aviv Hilton.
Those books, once again, Forest Dark by Nicole Krauss and Dinner at the Center of the Earth by Nathan Englander. You can find more information, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.